Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. It's time for the GizWiz with Mads, maddest writer Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 1443, recorded November 19th, 2013. Okay, Google Throne. The GizWiz is brought to you by Lynda.com. Learn what you want when you want with access to over 2,000 high-quality online courses and training videos, all for one low monthly price. To try it free for 7 days, visit Lynda.com/GizWiz. That's LYNDA.com/GizWiz. And now, get ready for Dick. Ladies and gentlemen, do not attempt to adjust that dial. It's time for the same dumb show.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo Laporte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
a nerd pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
And now, the GizWiz 3! Woo. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the horror for show, Dickie Bartolo.
Hey, Will, how you doing?
What?
Can you hear me okay?
What? Is something wrong with his microphone? Oh,
no,
Dick.
It's coming in clear.
Dick, I'm so sorry. That was terrible. Who did that?
Oh, my word.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah, just tape it to your forehead. It won't impinge on your on your mouth anymore.
Yeah, look at that tape off my mustache.
The GizWiz sign is a constant source of trouble here at the GizWiz Studios West.
Constant source of awesome.
We need to get a Jamma B has to make a special box. He has to go to that plastic place.
Tap Plastics could make a special GizWiz box. So we have a carefully crafted sign. I think one of our viewers made this, or is this something left over? Oh, you know what this is? I recognize the holes. This was part of the cottage sign.
Oh, ho, ho.
Yeah. Which we never
Nothing
used.
Nothing goes to waste.
So we preserved it for you. And now, for those listening at home, we tape it to his monitor right before the show, so he thinks that he actually has an official studio and all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Very simple. He's a simple man of simple needs. Hello, Dickie D.
Of simple brain. How are you?
We got the curtain open today.
I see that.
Because, my car lights are on. Could somebody go fix that? Because
wait a minute. You cannot turn your car lights off from inside.
Oh, I probably can, actually, can I?
Yeah.
It's the first rain of the season. You know that in Northern California, we only get rain for a few months, usually kind of October through April or May. October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. So it's 8 out of the 12 months we get rain.
Oh, wow. Then I would run outside and celebrate.
But for practical purposes, it usually doesn't start till later and ends earlier. I don't know. It seems like we have a rainy season. And then it doesn't rain for a long time. Like, when was our last rain? It was like before the Butter and Eggs Day parade, I think.
That's been a while. So I don't even remember. April.
Yeah. But no matter what, you don't shovel rain, so.
Oh,
no,
I shovel rain. I shovel a
really?
Lot of stuff.
Oh, okay.
So here in Petaluma, our first rain of the winter season, it's kind of a special day for all the children.
Oh.
They go out and stomp in the puddles. It's rain, it's rain.
Wow.
How's the weather in Manhattan?
Very yo-yo like. Yesterday it was almost 65, and today it's 49.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I know.
Well, it was kind of cold last night. It was 48 degrees outside last night.
That's pretty cold.
Yeah, we were kind of chilly. We lit the fire in the stove, in the pot-bellied stove.
That's a good place to light a fire.
You wouldn't want to light it outside the stove, I guess.
Do you have a fireplace in your new place?
We do. Oh, we love it. We have one in the living room, One in my study. I have a study, you know, a den with built-in bookshelves, and it's beautiful. And then we have one in the bedroom. Nice. So it's very cozy, yeah.
Nice.
We like it.
Do you have heat, or is that it? Just the three fireplaces?
That's it. That's all you got. Okay. Actually, I did live one of my first houses when we first moved to Petaluma. They said, "Oh, you don't need heat here. we have a wood burning stove in the kitchen. That's all you'll ever need." That wasn't quite true. We moved out of that house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but no, we have not turned on the heat yet, though. The central heat, just the little. But I'm worried because I haven't got the PG&E bill from the new house yet. The gas and electric. I haven't got that bill yet, and I'm a little worried because we've been running those fireplaces a lot. And I'm wondering, do you think those are expensive? The gas, natural gas.
Electric?
They're natural gas.
Oh, you know,
it's the strangest thing
out there. Right?
Yeah, I think so. You flip a switch, and it comes on. It's awesome. It's like a space heater, but it's, you know, beautiful little flames with fake plaster logs.
So why do you have the staff keep cutting wood?
Because it's good for their souls.
Oh, okay. I knew there was a reason for it.
We have them cut it, then we glue it back together again. We have it cut them again, and it keeps them busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forget. What do we do on this show?
We talk about gadgets.
Oh,
Despite the chat room saying, whatever you do, don't mention a gadget to Leo, I am going to talk about
You are that. A brave man.
I'm a brave man.
Yeah.
So last week we did Gizwiz a little bit early, so I could run down to CES Unveiled.
Oh, so you picked up some stuff down there?
To see some, yeah. I found three, to my mind, unique gadgets. You know, once you eliminate the iPad cases, the Bluetooth wireless speakers, you're pretty much out of stuff.
That explains before you buy on this station. That's all we ever review is iPad cases and speakers.
Yeah, well, there's not much else out there. Except
it's the land of innovation.
Exactly. Well, this company did come up with something different. The company is Aspect Solar.
Oh, I'm very interested in solar.
Oh, you're going to like this. They won an honoree innovation award for the SunSocket solar generator. And you could run that little video there. And so this is the first and only consumer solar generator.
Well, now we've seen
it follows the sun.
Oh, it follows the sun.
Yeah, so you set it up.
It's also big. Those are big solar panels. I mean, one of the devices you recommended last year for Henry. It's a small little solar panel would charge a phone, but this is a
beautifully built unit. So it's also expensive, but so then you have four USB charging ports. Then you have DC out, a 12 volt out. Then you have a 100 watt AC out. And the company on their website says it's $1,999. But I did a web search. I found one place other than the manufacturer that was selling it. It was called Pilot Shop, and they have it for $1,499.
Oh, that's a lot less.
Yeah. So 25%.
When they say generator, it's because it has a regular socket plug on it. You could plug in. As well as USB out. And that's the USB out is, 5.5 watts?
Yes.
But why does it have DC in? That's a little concerning.
Was that DC in? No, I thought that was DC out.
It's DC in. So I get it. It's a solar panel that requires a power adapter.
Well, it's a solar power, but if you run out of sun and you want to use it the next day, you could charge it overnight.
That's why it's got a big battery in it.
Yeah.
How does it follow the sun, and how much does that energy does that use?
They say that by the follow sun aspect to this increases the efficiency by 30%.
Wow.
The fact that.
That's significant.
That it will automatically go where the sun is. So it's pretty neat. Now, Leo, this is very funny. So you saw that gentleman and you saw all the features. On their website, they also have what it's going to look like doing this as an infomercial. So Jason, if you want to run this with the sound.
I have a gas generator. It's costing me money. That's no bueno.
Introducing the SunSocket Solar Generator, a powerful and portable device.
I just love this.
Why does he say no bueno?
I have no idea.
Simply open for, and for our Spanish-speaking friends, that's no bueno.
Generator, do the rest. It's faster than opening up a can of tuna.
Now, what is that? What is that?
I think it's a little tongue-in-cheek.
The SunSocket Generator is an all-in-one product and includes an AC inverter.
It's faster than opening a can of tuna.
And four USB ports. Are you
Which is more than three.
Just died. Not so fast. Go ahead. Charge it. You heard me. Bueno. The SunSocket Generator provides power pleasure all day and all night. The SunSocket Generator tracks the sun to make sure you never have to worry about moving it, giving it maximum efficiency of the photovoltaic cells. The SunSocket Generator is one of a kind and can be packed up in seconds.
It comes in a suitcase, like an attaché case size.
And it weighs about 25 pounds.
And bring a TV. Apparently you can
bring your video games. Wow, it's hot. Chocolate milk, anyone? Just plug it in. Need some light there for your reading?
Bueno.
The SunSocket Generator is the answer. Want the comfort of not getting lost? Plug in your GPS navigator. Bueno. Plug in your tablet. Plug in three
anyway,
more
so tablets. That's
now how big is the battery in that thing?
The battery is 250 watt lithium phosphate.
That's a lot of watts.
Yeah.
That's watt hours.
That is, you know, it just, oh yeah, watt hours. I'm
watt
sorry.
Hours. Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah. And that's like 250,000 milliwatt hours. Yeah. And then how long does it take to fill that battery? Can you do that in one day?
5 hours. 5 hours.
5 hours.
5 hours in direct sun, 9 hours in iffy sun.
Bueno.
And with an electric outlet, also 5 hours.
Oh, that puzzles me because that means that the sun is as fast as a 110-volt electric outlet?
Well, That's what I understood. I could be wrong, but I doubt it.
That's very good. That's very good. I'm intrigued. I mean, it's $1,500 even is still a lot of money.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat.
From Aspect Solar. You know, we have not made a lot of improvements in solar cells for a long time.
Not at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think people really are ready to embrace it. Because the price is not there yet.
Gosh, I wish they would, because if they did, then the price would go down, you know?
Absolutely. You know, we talked last week about, or a couple of weeks ago, that LED bulbs now under $10 at Home Depot, where the first one was $80. But solar is not dropping at all, it seems.
However, apparently, you know, I'm looking at an article from thinkprogress.org that says German researchers have now reached 44.7% efficiency for solar panels.
That's pretty good.
That's much better than the ones that you probably see around, which are 5 to 10% efficient. So if they can get the efficiency up, then the cost goes down in effect because you need fewer panels to generate what you need. There's an unlimited amount of solar power here. I mean, that's really what the source of all energy that we use. I mean, just because you're using gasoline, that means it's old solar power that was, you know, stored up by plants and dinosaurs and then turned into goo over a million years, and then you could burn it. But it would be much more efficient to take that solar energy, billions of watts a day, and convert it. So I'm a big fan of solar if it can happen.
As soon as Con Ed puts a meter on that sun, we're going to have solar energy.
You got to wonder if it's the Con Eds of the world that are kind of saying
that would be interesting.
Let's not hurry this along too fast.
That's right. The sun, how long is the sun going to be there? Our cables will be here for 100 years.
I would really like to see solar take off. And, you know, one of the reasons I'm interested, that we talked about that new house that Lisa and I just moved into. And it's on a well. and a septic. So we are not connected to city water or sewer.
Whoa.
If I could get solar panels, and the problem is batteries, which take up not only a lot of space but are very costly, I could be completely off the grid. And I don't know, just philosophically, I like that idea. We have enough acreage, we could grow, you know, food, and then the whole world could end, and I could just be sitting here in my little house
Doing podcasts.
This would be the forever podcast house.
That's it. There you go.
I just need a way to generate internet access from the sun.
And you need to have a way for Jamma B to make the house follow the sun. How hard could that be?
Yeah. No, actually, the house, and they must have thought of this, is perfectly situated for solar power.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the roof would be a perfect solar gatherer. I think they probably thought of this.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
So I just like the idea of, wouldn't it be great if everybody could just gather their own energy from the sun, if there's no pollution, you know, it's an infinite resource. It just seems so good. I'm glad to see this, and I hope that, you know, as more and more people buy these, we'll be more likely to survive the zombie apocalypse. I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay. You have a date for that, or is it just...
Could be any day now, according to my calculations.
Going into the chat room, it's Friday.
Some of the people I'm working with are already zombies.
Oh, okay.
So they're jumped the gun a little bit.
Yeah, you're set. You'll know how to interact with them. So this is good. This is good. You say, don't threaten me. I've been working with zombies for years at Twit.
I like that. Good gadget. Gadget number one is the aspect solar panels. Yes.
Very weird. Let's see if you know about the Q4 keyboard.
I don't.
Okay. Q4 keyboard, surprisingly, is Android only.
Can it only be used in the fourth quarter?
No, it can be used in all four quarters. So the object here is it reduces the keyboard to just four color boxes on your screen.
That'll never work.
Well, you know what? I tried it at the CES event, and it is very good at predicting the word that you want. So I typed this thing, just not even looking at the screen, and I said, I'm just going to, you know, I typed in here. I'm here at CBS and I'm trying CES, and I'm trying this new keyboard, and God knows what I'm typing because I'm just hitting four color bars. And I looked up, and it just had one word wrong.
Wow.
However, correcting words, you hit the wrong word, then a list of words it might be comes up, then you drag the word that it might be to where you want. Then I said to the guy, how do I do a number? And he said, well, that's a separate little keyboard. Well, the interesting thing is the guy himself, and I don't know how many hours he trained. Leah, when you get really good at it, you can drop the keyboard keys away and just type with the four color cubes. This way your keyboard, you can slide it anywhere on your screen and you can see through it.
I'm going to download this right now. It's free, huh?
It's free. It's free. Let me tell you who to go to.
What's their business model?
It's SnapKeys.
Yeah, I could just go to the Play Store, right? Jason Howell's the host of All About Android. Have you heard about this, Jason?
I haven't. I was talking with Dick before the show started. Ron Richards, my co-host on All About Android, is all about highlighting these like alternative keyboards and everything, and he's never brought it to the show.
I saw something like this, and I can't remember if it was this. In fact, I installed it, and I immediately abandoned it. But I'm installing it right now on my Moto X, and I'll give you a report. I mean, I think it seems like it would work.
Yeah, well, like I said, I typed for like a minute, looked up, and it was pretty accurate. But there is a learning curve with how to do corrections and how to do numbers.
Yeah. That makes sense. And you use an Android phone.
I do, absolutely. Yeah, the Galaxy 4.
So to me, this is one of the advantages Android has over iOS is you can install a third-party keyboard.
You can have any kind of cockamamie keyboard you want.
Yeah. They may all be cockamamie, but at least you can do it.
Yeah.
What is that? Smoothly changing your... They're not from here, around here. Smoothly changing your typing experience.
Wow, now that is a weird picture.
Not from around here, I guarantee you.
No. if the object of the keyboard is that it doesn't cover anything on your screen, why would you put up such a hideous picture?
You know? I want to cover that.
Yes,
no,
exactly.
But you don't have a lot of screen real estate, and when the keyboard slides up, you have even less.
No, so, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I think there's a certain advantage to the idea.
Yeah, there is. You can make totally transparent if you want.
I'm going to try it. I just installed. This is another thing I love about Android. I didn't have to go get my phone to install this. I can install it directly from the web just by going to the Play Store and typing install. And
oh, great.
We'll install it on whatever. And I usually have a few Android phones. I can just install it right on. I'll put it on the Nexus 7, too. I'd be interested to try it on a tablet. So now when I use my Nexus 7, it'll all be installed. That's kind of cool.
You'll have to give us an update.
I do like dictation. Do you ever use the dictation?
Yes, I do.
I
that
find that
is
a very,
also very accurate.
Yeah, and I find that really, for the most part, the easiest. In a quiet environment. You get a noisy environment, forget it.
No, the only thing good about the noisy environment is that if you hold the phone up over your shoulder, it types what all your neighbors are saying about you.
That's so, a very easy way to transcribe conversations.
Exactly. Exactly.
Actually, I am terrified of being alone, so I always have a TV on. So there's very rarely that I can actually use these dictation things.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
That's okay.
I'm learning
no friends,
so much so. About you today. Wow. Yeah.
I just sit in my den and watch TV all day.
Come on. The chat room is your friend. I'm your friend.
Yeah.
Just don't call after 9. And...
Yeah. Friend is somebody who'll hold your hair when you're barfing your guts up. Would you do that?
Probably.
You don't have to. My hair is short. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. That's okay.
So, gadget. Wait a minute. Yeah, let's do gadget number three.
Okay, gadget number three. I went up to this guy and he said, "I have this light bulb that when the power goes out," I said, "Oh, there are a million of these around. It's the kind of thing where the power goes out, the light comes on, and then you are not in the dark." And the guy said, "That is wrong." All right, so I think this concept is interesting. It's going to be a Kickstarter project. Hasn't even started yet. It's time, so the project is going to end at CES, and I guess it, depending on if they get their money or not. But they had a little demo unit there. So it's called the Smart Charge LED Bulb. So you screw this into a fixture, looks like a regular bulb.
Oh, this is a good idea.
Yeah, so the power goes out, this bulb does not come on, and the reason is those flashlights that come on when the power goes out, you're not home. So by the time you get home the power's out, it's
right.
Dead. This still works with whatever light switch.
Wait a minute. The power's out.
The power's out. It still knows when you turn on.
How?
Because there's a little circuit in there that can differentiate between being off the grid or being powered from the battery.
Wow.
Yeah.
But the battery's in the bulb.
The battery.
That's very intriguing.
There's a lot of electronics in there.
Yeah.
So that way, when you come home and turn the lights on, the power's out. Every bulb, every fixture that has one of these smart charge bulbs in it will turn on. And he said it'll last around 4 hours.
Hey, 15 minutes would be good. You could get in there. Yeah. Get the dog, get your slippers,
exactly.
Your collection of antique Playboy magazines, and get the hell out of there.
Exactly. So I asked about lumens. He said it's around 380. He said it's
that's bright enough.
Pretty much equivalent to a 40-watt bulb. And I asked about price, and he said they were shooting for about under $30.
Well, you're going to buy LED light bulbs anyway. Maybe yes. This is a good idea. Because these are regular LED bulbs with this additional feature.
That's correct.
So I love this.
Well, all the time they're on, the battery staying full charged.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So inside, I wrote it down. There's a little processing unit, a little memory, the inverter, the printed circuit board, and all inside what looks like a normal
Now, if it works, this is, I think, a no-brainer. Everybody should use this. But we got to see if it works, because there's a couple of questions. You know, how long, what's the lifespan of the battery in there? Because, you know, the LEDs last 10 years.
Yes.
But
no,
the battery may
the bulb,
not.
Yes, that's interesting.
That would be question one I'd have. And two, does it work? Because I don't know. I guess there's some different, the socket is somehow different if there's no power at all, or if it's just switched off. I don't know what that would be. But
well, the smart charge people do.
I guess the resistance. All right, I'm just trying to think of this. Maybe the chat room full of electrical engineers can help me. But it's maybe the resistance is different if a circuit is switched on and there's no power versus when it's switched off and there's no power.
That could be.
So because you're connected, I don't know. I'm really curious about how this all works. That's very interesting. So somehow the switch knows that it's been switched on in a no power state.
That is correct. It knows when it's on the grid.
You don't have to modify the light switch?
No. He said you just screw this in and it all is within the bulb.
Wow.
Which I thought, yeah, that's why I thought, God, this is interesting.
Wow. And these will be, so it's a, is it a Kickstarter or is it just on their website?
It's a Kickstarter project. Their website right now says is sign up and we'll tell you when it becomes live on Kickstarter.
It's not on Kickstarter yet.
Yeah, it wasn't last night when I wrote this up. They're at smartchargelight.com.
I want an electrician to come into the chat room and explain to me, because the bulb, this magical bulb, somehow has to understand the difference between when a switch is on or off and there's power on the other end and then there's no power on the other end. I understand when there's power on the end. When it's on, there's power coming to it. When it's off, there's no power. But how do it know when the if there's no electricity coming to the house because the Con Ed is gone, how would it know that the switch has been opened or closed? I don't understand that. Burke McQuinn.
Go. One of your engineers is coming in.
He says because there's no power. I understand that, but it doesn't know what state the switch is in. It can't go look at the switch and say, oh, well, let's see. You're on and there's no power. I should be on.
Resistance changes.
It must be resistance.
The resistance changes. Yeah.
It does.
Sure.
I mean, but you're also wired in parallel to the switch, and so it can tell if there's no AC to the switch. It'll know. Because it's also not receiving AC.
Yeah, but how does it? But the thing is, it doesn't come on just because the power went off. It only comes on when the power is off. Two states: the power is off and the switch is on. That's what's interesting. It somehow knows, even though the power from the grid is gone, what state the switch is in, and that's what I'm curious. Maybe it is resistance or capacitance. There's a.
Wouldn't it just, no matter what state the switch is in, wouldn't it just go on when you put it in the opposite direction?
It doesn't. But how does it know what direction the switch is in? It can't look at it.
No, but it would just, so if it's already in the on position and the power goes out, it would just say, all right, well, next time
they're not saying that. They don't say the light had to be on when the power went out.
No, in either position. Well, we'll know more at CES.
See, it sometimes seems like you can Google anything and find out the answer, and that's true for a lot of things, but something like this, how would you Google that?
Yeah, you won't get much because I tried.
Okay, so they're saying that Effendez says when the switch is on, there's a complete loop. And when it's off, the loop is broken. That's how a switch works. But how does it sense that the loop has been completed? Because normally you'd sense it because power would surge into the light bulb and it'd go, wah! But there's you flip the switch, nothing happens. It must be a very small difference. There must be. I want to know. Anyway, you know what? This, of all the things you've told me, this is episode 1443. This is the first thing you've brought to the table that makes me go, yes, there is a future for mankind.
Really?
Most of the time, I think it's all over any day now. They invented what?
Oh,
a toilet seat that washes your butt? There's not long for this species on this planet. But no, you've invented something that makes me have hope for the future.
Well, how about if you could have a phone case that would match the case on your tablet? Wouldn't that be miraculous?
Ooh, and I'll show you that a little later on. But first...
Oh, you really have it? Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I was just making that up. I was thinking, what's the weirdest, wackiest thing I could...
Ladies and gentlemen, our show today brought to you by a little lady named Linda with a Y. Lynda, LYNDA.com. Now, you probably have heard me talk about my good friend Lynda Wyman. She's been around as long as I have, teaching people how to use technology. She started doing web design. She was one of the great web designers in the early days. In fact, there's that little picture of her at Lynda.com. Well, over the last decade and a half, Lynda has expanded. There are now 2,000 courses at Lynda.com, and these are great, high-quality video courses with the best teachers. People you might remember from the screensavers, like Bert Monroy, Derek Story, he's been on here many times, Ben Long. They show you how to use software. They show you how to use Excel, Photoshop, Dreamweaver, WordPress, QuickBooks, and PowerPoint. They show you business skills. You can take a class in resume creation or time management. You can take a class, I need to take this, in negotiation. You can support your hobby. Do you like photography? They have some of the best photographers in the world teaching you some of the greatest techniques. Same for videography, for DSLR video, for audio recording, songwriting. They've got songwriting. If you want to learn programming, web development, of course, app development too, CSS, SQL, even Raspberry Pi courses. This is a great site for people who want to learn. You improve your skills, you learn new software, you keep up with new technology, and they add new courses literally every single day. Oh, I know him. I know that guy. What's his name? Oh, I hung out with him in Norway. Anyway, the new courses this week include Lightroom 5 new features. That's actually a course that I wish they'd had. I took their Lightroom class. Chris Orwig. Oh, that's great. Up and running with Studio Strobes. You know, using strobes in photography is really a wonderful skill to learn. Overcoming procrastination. You know, I'll do that one next week, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Put that one off.
Yeah. GarageBand for the Mac. New features. Great stuff. These are new courses just today. The best working professionals in X. These are not just teachers. They're people who actually do this stuff. The video production is fabulous. You can get transcriptions of each course, so you can literally jump to the part of the video you want to see. They're easy to follow. You can bookmark them. You can playlist them. And I love that. Look at this. This is a GarageBand. Is that what this
is? GarageBand for Mac, new features.
Awesome. Yeah, they really redesigned it. It's probably well worth looking at this. You can watch from your computer, from your tablet, from your mobile device. Normally, these would be $25 a month. That's actually a great deal for access to every one of those 2,000-plus courses. They have a premium plan for $37.50 a month. Among other things, you get exercise files with that premium plan that allow you to follow along with the instructor. That's great if you're doing Photoshop or GarageBand, where you'll actually get the project and you can see, show you. Oh, now, see, this is the one I might take someday, Overcoming Procrastination. God, I really want to do that, but let me just put that off a little longer.
Okay, I'll go to a different one.
How about this? This is why you're not going to put this off. For the next 7 days, you get the run of the site. Every single course free. That's over 2,000 courses free for the next week. How many courses can you take in 7 days? Visit lynda.com/gizwiz. And if you can get all 2,000 under your belt in 7 days, more power to you. Actually, if you've just added up the hours, I don't think you could. Lynda.com/gizwiz. You got it free for the next 7 days just because they love the gizwiz. Thank you, Lynda. We love you, too. I'm not kidding. I really should take that procrastination course. Someday I will.
I'll send that link to you sometime.
Yeah, would you? Yeah.
Someday.
I sent it to you last February.
I'm not kidding. I seriously, this is a big problem for me, procrastination. And I am going to procrastinate on taking that course. I just am. I figure she could just say in the course, hey, congratulations, you took the course.
Exactly.
You've licked it.
Exactly.
It's over.
Step
no
one.
More.
You
Step
made
one.
It into the video.
You're here. She could totally say that. All right. Now, I don't have anything really exciting for you. I did get, last week, I got the iPad Mini with Retina display, and I just wanted to let, because you saw it arrive with Father
yes,
Robert was holding it.
Yes.
And I just want you, I've been playing with it, and it is literally the best iPad ever. It is, the screen is gorgeous. It's much faster than the Mini, which is my favorite iPad to date. And I've been very happy. So I just wanted to give you the feedback. And then look, here comes a phone that's almost as big. This we just got today. I'm going to review it for next week's Before You Buy. Nokia announced the same day that iPad announced the Mini, with Retina display and the iPad Air. Nokia had an event of its own in Dubai or somewhere. No, it wasn't even Dubai. It was Abu Dhabi, which I just like saying, Abu Dhabi. And they announced a couple of new devices. This is the new Lumia 1520, a 6-inch phone. I think this probably is the biggest phone you can get in the U.S. It's a Windows phone. And they also announced, and I'm really trying to get it, the new Lumia 2520, which is a 8-inch tablet running Windows RT. And that I'm very intrigued in. Fine. But what language?
So what carrier is that one on?
This is AT&T. But I think Verizon AT&T, I'm pretty sure at least Verizon and AT&T will have it in the U.S. It should be everywhere. That's one thing Nokia didn't do for a long time. Some of the best phones, like the E71, great smartphones, and there was no carrier that sold it in the U.S. You could buy an unlocked edition for $800, but there was no carrier subsidies. And I think that really hurt Nokia in the U.S. for a long time. Remember the N95? These were all...
Yes, yeah.
But you couldn't get it subsidized, and I think that really hurt their sales. So the thing that Nokia did that was really smart when they moved to Windows Phone is they made some deals, and so they've got Verizon. I think they've got Verizon. They definitely have AT&T. How would you like your Windows Phone configured? With bacon and eggs? With the bacon on the side? I don't think I'll have the spam version. All right.
There we go. That is coming by... That's free.
But what do you think? Is that a little...
No.
Have you ever used Windows Phone?
No. Yeah. You like it a lot?
Well, it's an interesting thing. Yes, I do. I'm very impressed with it. Wow. But I would never use it because it doesn't have... It's not... I don't feel like it's in my... That it has the stuff I need. I like Android day to day. But I think Windows Phone is very elegant and beautiful. It's starting to catch on around the world. Just not so much in the U.S. About 4% of the market. But there are markets like India, like Russia, where it's the number one phone platform.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
So that's the 1620, that one?
This is the 15. I think it's the 15. Is it the 15 or the 16? I can't tell. Are you looking on the web? It's got the camera, which is, of course, what it doesn't have the 41 megapixel camera, but these Zeiss lenses and the
1520.
It's the 15.
That's the recent. Okay.
Yeah, it's 1520. Anyway, I don't have anything much to say about
that. That's okay.
I will give you a full review at a later date.
Okay. And what does it cost with your contract?
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
You bought it unlocked?
I did not buy it. This is a review unit.
A review unit. Okay.
Yeah, no. So, this is the 1520 from AT&T, and it is
okay,
locked.
Someone in the chat room said it's coming to Verizon on the 21st, so just
that's
a couple days away.
Great news. I think this is coming to AT&T on the 22nd.
Oh, okay.
So that's good news, yeah. Hey, are you getting an Xbox?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I am a zero gamer.
You never play any games at all?
No. I'm still on the A box.
Well, the Xbox One's coming out Thursday, and mine's coming, and I got 5 games, so you won't be seeing me for a few months.
Wow.
I am excited. And we have
that FedEx truck is
Wondering. They could be arriving early.
You realize if FedEx realized this, they could just get free ads round the clock by stopping a truck?
Forget right FedEx. There. Anybody.
Yeah.
The Simon, the pie man, could drive up and just go like this, hold his wares up to the window, and there's nothing we could do about it.
I don't know. Maybe FedEx did realize this.
And, yeah, because nobody's gotten out of his truck since it drove up. It's just sitting there.
It's like, oh, it's Tuesday.
It's 3:05.
Yeah, okay. It's about time to stop.
My manifest. I'm supposed to park outside of 140 Kellett for an hour. I don't know why. They just tell me to do it, and I do it.
And meanwhile, behind that truck is the pie man going, hey, I'm trying to get a free end here. Get your truck out of the way.
Get your pies.
Get your pie out of here.
But, you know, I think that they say, well, you got to pull right up past Leo's head because you don't want his head blocking the X.
You know he's watching if every time you move to block it, he drives.
Back. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Scoots out of the way. Mm-hmm.
Now it's an advertisement for FX. So, So I think this would be a good time to take a walk.
Yes, where?
Down the beautiful boulevard of Broadway. The Great White Way, they call it. The lights are shining. The singers are singing. The dancers are dancing. And they're off in the corner, moldering away. It's the old gadgets that are left to die in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we go to the Gadget Warehouse where Dick D. Bartolo is lying in state.
Yes, in the state of New York. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about fallen watches, since this week there's that big controversy about the Samsung smartwatch. You know, they originally, one newspaper said they had sold 800,000
wow.
units. And then later on they said, well, Samsung had shipped 800,000.
Yeah, big difference.
Yes, it is a bit of a difference.
Shipping was, versus sell-through. Did they ever give us a sell-through?
They have not. Mm. But then Samsung says, and probably valid, is that they really don't get the actual number for a while because all they do is sell to retailers.
We don't know. Are people buying it? We don't know.
But 10 years ago, it was not the Samsung, but it was the Spot Watch from friends we were just talking about, Microsoft, with the catchy smart personal objects technology.
I'll tell you how old this show is. When we first started doing this show, you were still wearing a Spot Watch.
You know, I wore a Spot Watch for a short time, but then I went back to my Timex USB data link.
The data link. That's right. You were more into the data link.
The data link. I love the data link.
Yeah.
So the Spot Watch is long gone. We talked about this a few years ago. Back then, you could still find a Timex USB data link. But now they're almost impossible to come upon unless you go to eBay. And Leo, take a look at the prices that people are hoping to get for.
Hard to find. It's a wrist PDA, $339. $399.
And
look what it says. New Timex. It was new in 1989.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you call something that's more than 10 years old new?
Well, I think they mean new in box.
Yeah, but not so new. Yeah, out of production is more likely, yeah.
But
do you think there's demand? I mean, why else would they be charging that?
You know what? I used to follow a couple of forums, and people were bemoaning the fact that they were getting harder and harder to find. If it wasn't that the battery went dead last week, I would still be wearing mine.
No, you're kidding.
So what went wrong
with the data link was that the way you put data in it is you would hold it up to your CRT display, which would then blink and communicate with the watch. So once you got rid of CRTs, how did you talk to it?
Well, then you had to buy a separate gadget, which I had, which plugged into USB, and it generated the light pulses. But that was just called the data link. Then they went to data link USB, where there was an actual cable that clipped to the side of your watch.
This just shows you this stuff has been around for a long time.
A very long time.
The Spot Watch used I think it used FM radio vertical blank.
It did. And one of the big problem with the Spot Watch, they were big. They were expensive. But then there was a monthly service charge.
Yeah, it was $59 a year. $5 a month.
Yeah. So
it used FM broadcast signals in about 100 metropolitan areas. I didn't know this. Did you know that SPOT stood for Smart Personal Objects Technology?
Oh, I thought it was Smart Personal Objects Technology.
Oh, well, you're absolutely wrong. Right, right. It started in 2004. Fossil, Suunto, that's the one you were showing.
Yes, exactly.
Tissot and Swatch also did models. SPOT Technologies also included, I bet you didn't know this, coffee makers from Melita.
Melita had one coffee maker so that as it was making coffee, the screen could then show you the weather and everything that your watch was showing you.
Wow.
There you go. There's the Melita coffee pot.
See, now that I'd pay $300 for.
Well, maybe you can.
But the problem is they went off the air. The Spot servers are they're gone. They don't do it anymore.
They lasted through part of 2012, and then they're just gone. They're just gone.
Wow.
So,
but the data link, you'd still be wearing that.
I would still be wearing the data link as soon as my new 2025 battery gets here. It'll be back in circulation
again. Does that battery last until 2025?
They last about a year in the data link US.
So it's kind of optimistically named.
Yes.
Yeah. So Husky Geek in the chat room says he has that Melitta coffee pot, coffee maker.
Really?
Wow.
But it must have weather that stopped in 2012.
It's showing the weather forecast from last year.
Yeah.
Wow. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
That is
technology that just didn't take off.
No. It's interesting that the next big thing that they have not been able to conquer is technology on your wrist. It seems every couple years there's a raft of new watches that come in, and they just don't make it.
But it's very hard. Aficionado will point out that that Microsoft was pushing tablets for 10 years with very little uptake until Apple in 2010 announced the iPad, and tablets have taken off thanks to that. So maybe we're just waiting for the equivalent with watches. Maybe Apple's going to introduce a watch that just solves all these problems. And I'm not confident of that, but that's what somebody might say.
You know, I think the problem is that the watch has to be kind of big for you to be able to see it.
And for it to have any battery life.
Yeah.
Even those Spot watches and data links are big, aren't they?
Oh, they're
clunky.
Yes. Yeah. The Spot especially was and expensive. Well, the data link was not. The data link, I think, was $139, but they mostly sold it for $99.99. But the Spot watches were up there around $200 to $300.
Wow.
And then the monthly charge, it really killed them.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, direct from the Gadget Warehouse.
Right.
Now, what were we doing, the Spot or the data link? I don't remember.
We're doing both. We were just doing watches.
Big-ass watches.
Right.
Yeah.
But we are bare. We have one video left, and I had to ask the person who sent it in a question about it. So we are looking desperately now.
Oh, no.
For videos, for viewer of the week videos. And just a quick thing, you know, we always say that the bar for production quality is on the floor, but some people are sending in stuff. You can't even hear what they're saying.
We have to be able to hear you.
Yes, we have to be able to and see you somewhat, because people are sending in videos. They're in the dark. We have no idea what they're holding.
Okay, so we lowered our expectations a little too much.
Too much. Okay, so looking for videos. My favorite gadget from the warehouse. You don't need a warehouse, just something old. But it can be your favorite gadget of all time. I bought a piece of crap. I invented this. Whatever it is, 2 to 3 minutes, no longer than three. Send it to gizwiz at twit.tv. Just make your video, put it on YouTube, send Jason the link, gizwiz at twit.tv. If you get it on the show, fame and no fortune, and we'll send you a piece of crap. At the very least, you'll get an autographed Mad magazine and a 35-year-old Alfred E. Newman photo. So what do you have to lose? Except your dignity.
Well, I'm going to lose that. That's for sure. I am very intrigued because I'm not sure how I'm going to do this. I would like to make a video of a gadget that I just got. It's in my garage, and the plumber is about to install it. But I don't know how to do the video. So maybe because I want to win that box of crap.
Oh, maybe can you do it for next week?
Well, let me show you. It's the Toto Washlet G500 with integrated toilet. It is.
Oh, I have that.
Oh. I just don't know how to make a video of a toilet.
You should talk to Chad.
How about with a doll?
Oh, a doll. See, this is why you're the gizwiz.
You know, get like a
little doll. Put it on there, press the button, watch it go flying out of my hand.
That's perfect. There you go.
Huh? I can put my dog on it.
Nah.
No, that'd be cruel.
No.
That'd be cruel.
No, get a doll.
And maybe we could put a GoPro in the toilet and you could see the view from the inside.
Yeah.
Probably not. No. And then we'll have to super ass cam on the bottom of the screen. I don't think.
Anyway, I'm very excited about this.
No, this sounds good.
Yeah,
this
it comes with a dual max cyclone flushing system.
Whoa, those are the best.
Oh, you bet.
Wow. What is that thing on the remote there? Rye, bourbon, or gin?
Let me look. What? Okay, you got stop. That's the top button.
Okay.
Rear.
Okay.
Front.
That's obvious.
Front, dryer. It's got two programmable users. So you can say, hey, user one, I want pulsating rear with oscillating front. Maximize the pressure and lower the position because you can set all of that stuff. I don't know if I like a remote control on my toilet.
Yeah, because what do you do when you can't find the remote? Honey! Where's the remote? I need it now.
I need the remote! Forget the toilet paper, I need the remote!
Oh, my word.
Is that wild?
That is wild.
Remotes on toilets really should be voice activated. You should not be touching a remote in the toilet.
Yeah.
Toilet.
Now, voice activated toilet.
Okay, Google Toilet.
Yes, exactly. Flush.
Flush. Woo! Not up.
No, flush down. More.
Honey, the remote's not working. You're doing something wrong. The channels in here are turning.
I think it's time to play the letters jingle. So somebody said, okay, this is a new product, Google Throne.
Oh Google Throne.
Okay,
nice.
Google Throne.
Remind me to flush the toilet.
Nice. Nice.
What is our letter?
The letter is, I love the show. Look forward to watching you and Leo on my Roku weekly. It's almost like tech TV never left. I have to ask a question about show 1442, though.
Oh, I remember it well.
That was last week's show. He continues, what the hell was it with the iPad mini rooster? I tried the show description and the show notes. I even searched Google for that item.
Like, why are we doing this?
He wants to buy it in a ton of different places with no luck. Is this a commercially available product? I need more information about the iPad Rooster.
Yes.
I assume he's putting us on.
It's got five-point PEC protection.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And remote. He just signs this PW. PW, we seem to own the Twit Cottage. The Twit Brick House owns the only iPad Rooster.
iPad Rooster.
And he's not for sale at the current time, but it will be a Kickstarter project at CES.
Priest not included.
Priest not included.
And actually, at this point, we probably should say defrocked priest not included.
Yeah, that's the last week's show. I think that's right.
No. Father Robert Ballister is a great sport, and we have a great fun with him. That was a lot of fun.
I'm sure the new Pope's going to send in any minute and say, oh, this is my favorite podcast with Padre. What are you kidding me?
Hey, that'd be great to have him as a guest on this show.
Triangulation. Yeah.
No, not triangulation. The heck with that. The Gizwiz.
He'd fit right in.
We could put him out there on a chair.
Pope Mobile. Hey, Francis, make a video of the Pope Mobile. That'd be a great item for the show.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect.
Ladies and gentlemen, now that we've completed our sacrilegious journey to hell, let us wrap the show up with a traditional farewell. Dick, it's been a great pleasure.
And looking at the what the heck is it gadget?
Oh, yeah, that.
The traditional.
The traditional plug. Gizwiz.biz. That's the website. We don't pay Dick well enough. We've got to plug the what the heck is it contest. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I don't make anything from this. It just.
No, it cost you, actually.
Yes.
Autographed Mad
Magazine. But I just like sending out Mad Magazines.
There it is.
Evidently like playing the game.
It is a Smurf gavel.
Oh, it's a great
yeah,
answer.
Yeah.
You didn't hear that from me.
No. So, what could that be?
What
it is a glasses, something with glasses. Burke's doing a little pantomime now. We're playing charades. It's it's two words. First word, first syllable.
Eyeglass polisher.
Oh, it's like one of those floor buffers for your eyeglasses. It's electric eyeglass buffer. That's what it is.
Yep. I offer no help at all.
No idea and no help. But if you go to gizwiz.biz, click the What the Heck Is It link, you can see a close-up picture of that. You can study it. You can peruse it. And you can have a chance to win an autographed copy of Mad Magazine. Just get your entry in by the end of the year, midnight, December 31st. We should get you to come out and reveal the winner on the air on our special New Year's Eve 24-hour broadcast.
Oh, my gosh.
We could bring the winner out.
Oh.
That'd be fun.
You're doing 24 hours starting at midnight?
4 a.m. Pacific time, New Year's Eve, because that's when the year begins in Kamchatka or somewhere. And then we're going to, or Papua New Guinea or some, you know, somewhere out there. And then every hour, or sometimes even every half hour, as they celebrate New Year's, we will greet somebody in that region.
So what time, New York time, are you starting then?
Well, let's see. It's UTC plus 12, 4 a.m. That's 7 a.m. your time, New Year's Eve.
And 7 a.m. New Year's Eve. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Kamchatka, Russia, Fiji, or New Zealand. We'll get somebody from one of those areas. And then we're going to go all the way through till it's 24 hours, right? 4 a.m. New Year's Day. And our last one will be a greeting, a New Year's greeting from the Midway Atoll in American Samoa.
Well, I'd like to drop in for one of those things.
You could be in Alaska, Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah. I'll,
you could be in the Marquesas Islands. Huh? Oh, we're doing the Gizwiz during that show.
Oh, we are. Perfect.
Yeah. Why don't we fly him out then for a live Gizwiz? And we can have the winner and everything. Let's see. You'll be in the Gizwiz. You'll be in the New Year's Eve in France, Spain, Germany, Norway, Sweden, Poland, Algeria, Nigeria.
Oh, my favorite places.
Or possibly Great Britain, Portugal, Morocco, or in Iceland.
My second favorite places. So either way,
we have a
happy
spreadsheet because we're trying to get people in every time zone. If you go to twit.tv/NYE. You can sign up for your time zone. Some time zones are not going to be hard. Some are going to be a little more challenging. Cuba might be tough. The Gambier Islands. You know, I don't even know anybody who lives in the Gambier Islands.
I don't think anybody does
Gambier
live there. So we'll be very big.
Yeah. The one guy. We want the you to call guy us. ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. Dickie D has got to go right now, but we're going to let him go. But we will be back next week at the same time, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern time. That would be 2200 UTC on twits.tv right here. And, of course, he's back on Saturday afternoons after the radio show for the Giz Fizz. And catch him at gizwiz.biz. All right, Dick, I'll see you next week.
I'll be here.